can't tell you how good it is to have all of us under the same roof again.
Christmas in New York.
That's gonna be great.
How you doing?
I'm Brian McDonald.
Harper Stewart.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
No more pretending. Is it a boy or a girl?
I just wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, yeah? Harper's good for that.
We used to be best friends. You're my boy, and I miss you.
Okay, here's the deal. I didn't see The Best Man 14 years ago, so I felt a bit lost in The Best Man Holiday. This follow-up a decade and a half later finds a group of intertwined friends getting together for a few days before Christmas, culminating in drama and conflict. There are some funny character moments in the film, but I did feel I needed a scorecard and a golf pencil to keep everything straight. It's a cluttered cast with cluttered stories. However, fans of the first film should enjoy this one as well. The movie overstays its welcome and turns from a soap opera into about seven different movies at the end, going completely off the rails, but it still can be entertaining to a degree. The Best Man Holiday gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.